Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Short Stories to Learn Spanish, Vol. 1 by Luis Arturo Pelayo is a Spanish language reader designed for learners who want to build real comprehension through engaging, level-appropriate reading. Rather than functioning like a traditional textbook, it presents a collection of short stories written for upper beginner to intermediate students. Commonly aligned with CEFAR levels A2 through B2, the book aims to help readers expand vocabulary, reinforce common grammar patterns, and gain fluency with everyday structures by encountering them repeatedly in context. According to widely available descriptions, the collection includes 39 stories and spans varied subject matter, including nature, geography, history, psychology, and philosophy, which makes it more appealing to adult learners than many beginner readers with childlike themes. The emphasis is on learning through exposure and enjoyment. Readers practice Spanish by following narratives and anecdotes that naturally incorporate frequent tenses and structures, supporting both confidence and reading stamina as the stories move from simpler to more complex language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, context-based vocabulary building through short narratives. A central feature of the book is how it encourages vocabulary growth through meaning-first reading. Instead of presenting long word lists or isolated example sentences, the stories place new terms inside situations that make the meaning easier to infer, remember, and reuse. This approach helps learners develop a working vocabulary, not just recognition, because words appear alongside actions, descriptions, and cause and effect relationships that show how they function. The short story format is especially effective for beginners and intermediates because it limits fatigue while still providing enough context to make unfamiliar words and understandable. The variety of topics also broadens lexical range beyond classroom staples, exposing readers to terms connected to the natural world, places, personal reflections, and ideas that people actually discuss. For learners who already know basic Spanish but struggle to move into more expressive language, repeated contextual encounters can bridge the gap between memorized vocabulary and automatic retrieval. The result is a reading experience that trains comprehension while steadily expanding the set of words and expressions a learner can comfortably recognize and eventually produce. Secondly, reinforcing core grammar structures without heavy rule study. The book is often described as supporting grammar acquisition without forcing the reader into constant explicit analysis. Stories written largely using common tenses, including present, past, and future, allow learners to see conjugations and sentence patterns repeatedly in realistic usage. This kind of repetition is useful because many learners understand grammar rules in isolation, but fail to recognize them quickly during real reading or conversation. By encountering the most used structures again and again, readers begin to internalize patterns such as verb tense shifts, common connectors, and typical word order in Spanish. The short story progression is also positioned as moving from simpler language to more complex structures, which can help learners consolidate fundamentals before encountering denser constructions. This does not replace formal study for readers who want a systematic grammar curriculum, but it complements it by turning abstract knowledge into lived exposure. The practical benefit is faster recognition and more natural phrasing, because grammar becomes something the learner experiences as communication rather than something that exists only as rules in a workbook. Thirdly, adult-friendly themes that go beyond beginner clichés. One reason the book stands out in the Spanish reader category is its effort to offer topics that feel relevant to adults and curious learners. Public descriptions and reader feedback frequently note that the content avoids overly childish scenarios and instead draws on a broad range of subjects, including geography, nature, history, psychology, and philosophy. This matters because motivation is often the limiting factor at the A2 to B2 stage. Learners can read simplified materials, but they may not want to. When stories contain ideas that invite reflection or present interesting anecdotes, readers are more likely to keep reading, which in turn increases exposure to Spanish. The thematic variety also supports conversational readiness. A learner who reads about places, human behavior, or historical themes is more likely to pick up the vocabulary and framing used in everyday discussions, not only the tourist phrasebook topics. In this way, the book functions as both language practice and an antidote to boredom, helping learners build a habit of reading in Spanish by making the content itself feel worthwhile. Fourthly, building reading fluency and confidence through manageable length. The short story structure supports a practical fluency goal: reading more Spanish with less friction. Many learners plateau because full novels feel too difficult and graded dialogues feel too artificial. Short pieces create achievable sessions where the reader can finish a complete narrative in a sitting, reinforcing a sense of progress. That progress is not only motivational, it also strengthens reading stamina and the ability to follow ideas across sentences and paragraphs. Each completed story gives repeated practice in processing Spanish at speed, recognizing high-frequency words, and understanding meaning without translating every line. Over time, this trains the mind to tolerate ambiguity and keep going, which is a key skill for moving from beginner decoding to intermediate comprehension. Because the collection is designed for upper beginner and intermediate levels, it can also serve as a diagnostic tool. If a learner struggles heavily with multiple stories, they may need to review basics, while smoother reading indicates readiness for more advanced materials. The overall effect is a guided pathway from hesitant reading toward more automatic understanding. Lastly, optional listening support through audio in some editions. Some listings and reviews indicate that certain editions include audio narration, which can add a listening dimension to the reading program. When audio is available, learners can pair text with sound to strengthen pronunciation awareness, rhythm, and listening comprehension. This pairing is especially useful for students who can read better than they can understand spoken Spanish, a common imbalance at the intermediate stage. Listening while reading helps connect spelling to sound, reinforces correct stress patterns, and makes it easier to remember phrases as complete chunks rather than isolated words. It also enables repetition learners can re-listen to a story they have already read to focus less on decoding and more on understanding at natural pace. Even without guaranteeing audio in every format, the concept fits the book approach. Stories are practical units that can be revisited multiple times for different skills. For self-learners who lack regular conversation practice, narrated stories can partially fill the gap by providing consistent, comprehensible input that supports both comprehension and speaking confidence. In conclusion, short stories to learn Spanish, Vol. 1 is best suited for learners who already know the basics of Spanish and want a more natural way to grow into confident comprehension. Upper beginners and intermediate students, including adult readers who feel underserved by juvenile or overly scripted beginner materials, can benefit most from its premise learning vocabulary and reinforcing common grammar structures by reading enjoyable short narratives. The practical gains are clear. Readers build a larger usable vocabulary, become faster at recognizing frequent verb forms, and develop the habit of understanding Spanish in phrases and ideas rather than word-by-word translation. The short story format also makes progress measurable, which helps maintain motivation across weeks of study, compared with many graded readers that rely on repetitive daily life scenes. This book distinguishes itself through topical variety and an emphasis on content that can feel more substantive. By incorporating themes such as nature, geography, history, psychology, and philosophy, it invites learners to stay engaged for reasons beyond language practice alone. For students using a textbook or an app, it functions well as a companion that turns study into real reading. For self-learners, it can become a structured routine for consistent input, especially when paired with any available audio narration for listening reinforcement. If you would like to support Luis Arturo Paleo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.